Yo, yo, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the Serial Hustler podcast. I'm your host, The Serial Hustler, and I just felt like doing a podcast. I really like doing these every single day, and it's after a while, you just kind of get into the flow, and it's kind of like once you get your feet wet and you start doing a couple of them, then you can just at the drop of a hat, you're like, hey, I got 10 minutes to kill. Just click the record button and just start recording a podcast, and it's fucking amazing. But yeah, I just had a couple of things in my mind that I wanted to talk about. Just it's incredible, like the power of social media. We can literally reach out to these people that we look up to, people that inspire us, and be instantly, immediately connected to them and have a dialogue with them. It's incredible. Like, you may think like, oh shit, this person has, you know, 100 million views on YouTube. They have all these followers on Twitter. But hey, you never know. Like, always try, like, it doesn't hurt to reach out, make the effort, DM that person, because you never know. They might respond to you. They might reply to your comment on their post, and it's just amazing how interconnected we are. And so earlier today, well, actually right as I was recording this podcast, I was in the midst of dialogue with, if any of you guys are, you know, in the reseller community, and you watch the YouTube videos, and you know all the top guys, I'm sure you guys are familiar with the name Reezy Resells. He was on podcasts or pod sessions with Gary Vaynerchuk. He is well on his way to, you know, getting that 100,000 subscriber play button. I think he's at maybe 60K or something, but he's definitely gaining momentum. And he is just a phenomenal guy. He became a father when he was 16. I think he was a dropout. Basically, his whole backstory is this kid that just like basically just rise from the ashes, and has sold millions upon millions of dollars worth of stuff, mostly books on Amazon. And he's just killed it ever since he started. I think he started about 10 years ago. This guy is, especially to myself, he is the embodiment of what I strive to be. I'm a father. He's a father. I think he has about 3 kids. And, like, he literally just came from nothing. Like, he literally was on food stamps. And he got fired from his job. And he basically said, fuck it, I'm not going to go and get another dead-end job. There's always going to be one of those jobs waiting for me. I'm going to go out. I'm going to try this out. I'm going to start hustling. I'm going to, every single day, I'm going to, you know, be scanning books. I'm going to send stuff in to Amazon, and I'm going to make this work. And so going back to the dialogue that we had today, he basically posted on Twitter about how he was watching, I guess there's this brand new, which is badass, there's a new Logic documentary on Netflix, which I definitely got to check out. I love Logic. That guy's amazing. I love his lyricism. His whole package is incredible. And so yeah, he posted on Twitter today. He was saying, like, you know, I just watched this phenomenal documentary about Logic on Netflix, and it's inspired me to, within 6 months, basically produce and create EP, like a hip-hop EP, within 6 months. And he's just like starting, you know. Well, I think he it sounds like he has his own studio. So he does have experience, which is even more amazing. I mean, like, what can't this dude do? He's got the social media. He's got the social media marketing skills. He's like just a force to be reckoned with, reseller. And on top of that, he's fucking a bedroom producer. Like, this guy is fucking amazing. And shout out Reezy Resells. Thank you so much for, you know, engaging in the dialogue on Twitter with me. Definitely go follow him. Check out his YouTube videos. You will learn so much, especially if you guys want to get into books, which I think is probably the single most, it's the most accessible way for anybody. Anybody, you can start out with nothing and you can just go with just a pocket full of change, buy a couple of books at the library that are being sold at a library sale, and you can go and you can sell those books on Amazon. You can send them in and have Amazon take care of all of it. And you can learn. One of the most extensive YouTube resellers is Reezy Resells, and he has taught me so much. And if you guys are interested in that, definitely go give him a follow and check him out, because he is incredible. He will definitely inspire you to lift up, rise to the occasion, and just kill it on Amazon. Amazon is the best opportunity, guys. I cannot stress that enough. I'm just barely starting out, but I have already made $160 with two books that I have not put any money into. That's incredible. These are just books that were lying around collecting dust that I wasn't even using. Imagine how much your guys' books are worth. If you do want to get started, all you have to do is just download the Amazon app and start scanning things. And hey, you might come across a book or two that's worth some money. And all you would have to do is you can just list it directly on the app. You don't even need to use a computer. You can just use the Amazon seller app. It's free on your phone to scan a couple of books. Find some books that are worth some money. You don't even have to do FBA if you want to just get used to it. It's so easy. It's easier than eBay to get started on Amazon. I've almost convinced myself that if your ultimate goal, which would be a wise goal, is to sell on Amazon, is to, you know, to make your millions, or just to strive to the fucking sky to just kill it on Amazon, just get started. Just get started. Download that app. Scan every single book in your house. Scan everything with a barcode. And it'll tell you right off the bat, is this gated? Basically, gated, ungated means if it's gated, you can't sell this item. You have to get ungated to sell certain items. But with books is a great opportunity just because there's so many of them. And a lot of them are ungated, which means that new sellers can sell those books. Every now and again, there might be a book that, you know, there's some copyright issue where you cannot sell it. You have to get approved to sell that book. But the majority of books, it's fair game. So... yeah, and then what else did I want to talk about? Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I've been really getting into just some of the big blockbuster-style YouTubers. Like the group of YouTubers that they started out on Vine, and then they transitioned into making the types of videos that are like the ones where it's like... surfing with great white sharks in South Africa, or like going to Suicide Forest. Not to make fun of like a dead hanging body, but like there's another actual, which is why I brought that up. There's this video by this group of vloggers, and it's so scary. They're having all these issues with like their flashlights going out, and basically these guys that are just killing it on YouTube, but they're making these fantastic videos, like these videos that just like suck you in and you can't pull your eyes away. You have to like watch it. And it is like, when you see the title, you're like, that's fucking clickbait. But then once you watch it, you're like, oh shit, like the length that these people will go to for content. And I mean, there's good and bad to all this stuff, but I'm just, what I'm saying is, like, it's just something that I'm into right now. I'm just really enjoying just really good quality content that just, like, sucks you in and you can't look away. And just, like, the really good editing skills, the time lapse, the drone. It's super inspiring. It just really makes me want to, you know, get back into YouTube. YouTube is rough. Like, it's work, and it's not going to be overnight. It's like everything else in this world. Like, you get what you give. And, I think that's it, guys. I just wanted to talk about those things. I just felt inspired to share that point of view that I have on those subjects. But thank you so much, guys. Please follow me on Instagram at The Serial Hustler. Follow me on Twitter. I changed it back to The Serial Hustler to keep that brand alive. And then on Facebook, Travis Allen Roundtree. So peace out, guys. Have a good one. Bye.